Mr. Sunhouse, Death Letter Blues.
Cold, cold, cold.
That is a cold song.
Sums it up.
The essence of the blues.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Nothing leaves you feeling cold and lonely like losing someone you love.
We're talking to Mr. Dave Schools this evening, and this is John Reese on BluePower.com, and we're very, very pleased to have you all listening tonight or today or wherever you are in the world. But we dearly love the blues, and certainly as a genre, we want to keep alive. We've been having a great deal of fun now for almost 13 years doing just that. I would like to tell you or thank you all for listening, because our numbers are becoming astronomical, and it's a real pleasure to do this for you. Now we're back to Mr. Dave Schools, and earlier we were talking about perseverance. I mentioned that perseverance, and that was something that I had learned from you. Basically, Widespread Panic has been together for 21 years, right?
Yep.
It just goes to show that if you believe in what you're doing and you stick to it long enough, you can actually make that happen.
This is true.
Okay.
This isn't anything about positive visualization either. This is just stick-to-itiveness.
Absolutely. Perseverance is an amazing thing. And I know that you have been had your ups and downs, you know, just like I have. And I'm sure you had times when you said, oh, just fuck it. I want out of here.
Absolutely.
You know, I can't stand this anymore. I'm leaving. That's what I do. I run away. But you haven't. And you held it all together and have developed one hell of a music machine.
Well, thank you. You know, I'll tell you, one of the reasons that you can't run away from playing music is because it's generally something that you ran away to from something else.
Yeah.
I could just never stomach being the kind of person that runs away to music and then runs away from music. Where do you go after that?
Yeah.
Sell encyclopedias?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Maybe cars.
Now. Peak oil's a-coming, folks.
We're going to see wars behind the oil industry.
Gonna?
Yeah, well, we're seeing them now. But, I mean, we're going to see some big ones. And I don't even want to go there.
No, because this is a whole other show and a whole other meeting.
So now you're out of college. You're on the road. You said you did 250 days a year,
mm-hmm.
250 gigs a year. That's an amazing amount of traveling. If you were to pin it and think of how many miles have you traveled since you've been with Widespread Panic or just been in the music business, I mean, the mileage would be astronomical. You could retire at a nickel a mile.
I couldn't even begin to think. It's like the giant jar filled with jelly beans at the state fair.
Yeah.
I couldn't begin to tell you. And I wouldn't try. I know that some Panic fans have counted something like 2,700 shows.
Oh, my goodness.
Generally, they tend to run 20 songs. You can do the math.
Yeah.
You know, but perseverance coupled with this is what I do, maybe even more so than perseverance. It's simply this is what I do, and I think that nowhere more than in the blues does the this is what I do sort of ideology come into play. You know, we're going to play some music from John Lee Hooker and from R.L. Burnside, and these are people that did just what they did for an awful long time, ups and downs. When was the first R.L. Burnside side recorded? In the mid-50s?
Probably, yeah.
You know, and John Lee Hooker, how long was his recording career?
It went on from the 40s, the late 40s. I know that he was called Little Pork Chop in Detroit, and he was on Dance Land Records. Okay, that was a famous label from Detroit. A good friend of my guy who I work with in promotion in Detroit, Sam Kaplan, his father owned Dance Land Records. And they released a CD of the original Dance Land Masters, which include four cuts from John Lee Hooker when he was called Little Pork Chop.
Sounds like a rap artist.
Oh, I know. So what would you like to play now, son?
Well, I just would love to play Boogie Chillin'.
Okay.
Because it makes me feel good. And I love John Lee Hooker. Voice is like shoe leather.
Yeah.
Comfortable, broken in. It makes you feel good. And I'd like to follow it with R.L. Burnside. We'll do a twofer, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about Fat Possum Records.
Excellent. All right, here we go. Twofer coming for you.
Talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chula. Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, 'cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good and I went on boogie woogie just the same. Yes.
Baby ride, man, don't you let my baby ride.
Tell me a little bit about that R.L. Burnside record.
Well, this is one of the Fat Possum records that maybe is in some camps considered one of the best releases, and maybe in other camps considered one of the not-so-important releases. But mainly it's because of Tom Rothrock's remixing of some of these tunes, tracks recorded live or in the studio, bits and pieces taken, and sort of having the modern-day electronica cut and paste drum loops treatment done to them, which is something that I really like. A lot of the jazz, and you've discovered a lot of the Northern Soul that you recorded in Detroit, has fallen prey to the remix artist. And it's an interpretive art form. It's sort of like modern-day collage, but with music instead of pieces of paper. And depending on the level of respect that the person that's doing the assemblage has for the music in its original form, whatever comes out could either be forgettable and a pointless mishmash, or it can really be an updated thing that kids can appreciate these days. It's the kids and what they've been spoon-fed by the radio and the MTV over the last two decades that need to hear this. They need to hear the blues. They need to hear soul music. They need to hear jazz. Where are they going to get to hear it?
They need to hear reality.
They need to hear reality, and maybe turning over the rock in a way will be some of these assemblage remixes. I think that this R.L. Burnside stuff is great. I think that a lot of people I've played it for wouldn't have appreciated it in its real form, but they like it in this form. And they get it in their system, and then they're going to dig. You know, it's sort of like planting a seed. A lot of people are being turned on to older forms of music through this methodology.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, because just like I had mentioned earlier, the Grateful Dead making me turn over rocks to find Elizabeth Cotton and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Buddy Holly, you know, maybe this stuff will have some kids turning over rocks to find the deeper crevices of the Fat Possum catalog. Junior Kimbrough, the Furry Lewis re-release. It goes on and on. Matthew has done an amazing job.
This is Fat Possum, and where are they located?
That is good old Oxford, Mississippi.
Oxford, Mississippi. I love their packaging. I love the artists. And they're a very, very unique label.
Their hearts are in the right place. The artists that they chose to herald at the beginning, Junior Kimbrough, R.L. Burnside, aren't new, but they've been sort of forgotten. And the great rock and roll and blues archivist and writer, Robert Palmer, helped push this stuff up to the forefront again.
Yeah.
To where people are aware of its importance. And sadly, Junior Kimbrough and R.L. have both passed on. So check out the Fat Possum catalog, folks.
It's an excellent catalog. Some great music there. Well, listen, what can we take this out with tonight?
Well, we can take it out with kind of where I am now and what I've been doing in the last few years. Around 2000, I lost a really great friend. We lost a very important bass player, Alan Woody, who was my friend playing with Warren Haynes and Matt Apps in Government Mule. I happened to have some spare time after Alan's passing and wanted to play some music with Government Mule. In fact, wanted to do what I could to keep the band viable.
Yeah.
And it worked. And one of the first gigs we did was a big benefit up at the Roseland Ballroom in New York City to benefit Alan's widow and his daughter, which was called One for Woody. And there were a plethora.
Plethora.
One of your favorite Scrabble words.
Yes.
A plethora of artists from all walks of life. The Black Crows actually got back together to do this show. Phil Esch and Friends, Government Mule with me on bass, and Little Milton was there.
Oh, man.
This was one of the first tunes that I played with Government Mule, was in preparation for Little Milton sitting in with us to do it. And this is off his album, Welcome to Little Milton. And it's Little Milton backed up by Government Mule, and it's When the Blues Come a-Knockin'.
Yeah.
And it knocked my socks. It was one of the favorite songs that I played that night, and I always wanted to keep playing it in the years following that I played with Government Mule. But without Little Milton to sing it, Warren didn't want to do it. So I only had to play it once, but I love listening to it, and I think we should spin it right here, right now.
We'll play it, but before we do that, I want to thank Mr. David Schools for taking the time to come by and sit and talk to me here at Blue Power. Okay, this is an amazing thing to come and sit for 4 hours in a hot studio with helicopters going over and air conditioners humming away in the background, and I really appreciate it. I want to tell you how much I love and respect you, and that's it. You know, I can't say any more. This is a great moment for me because I don't get the chance to spend much time with you.
Well, I'm enjoying it myself, and I love and respect you, and there's nothing I would rather do than sit here and spin tunes and talk about the blues and music. It's what makes us tick.
Absolutely.
And what gets us through the lonely cold night and into the next morning. This is Little Milton, backed by Government Mule, performing When the Blues Come a-Knockin'.
your heart feels so bad. Blue spring sunshine on a cloudy day. And when they come gunning for you, don't you be afraid. You can tear away your pain like nothing else can. So when the blues come knocking, you better let them in. Blues come knocking,
blues come knocking.
When the blues come knocking,
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 you better let them in.
That's an aura.
That's an order.
We must obey.
Absolutely. There we go again. Man, I'm telling you, I'm full of those things tonight. Little Milton, what a man. What an artist. What a blues man. He'd been around for a long, long time, and I was so sorry to hear he had passed away.
He was really sweet the time I met him, and he came up on stage and commanded us through that song in the only way a true showman can.
Yes.
It was pleasing to follow his lead.
Isn't it wonderful when you got someone who can lead you like that?
It's great. You know, the experience of playing in Government Mule was really valuable to me. Having known Warren and Matt for a long time, put it in a different light.
Yeah.
Walking on stage. And Warren Haynes is a great leader. He can correct you when you're wrong without making you feel small. And he creates an environment where you want to do the best you can. And it was tough for me to walk on to that rehearsal stage at SIR in New York with 3 days to learn 60 songs.
60 songs.
Uh-huh. And that's daunting enough, but when you look around and see that you got Warren Haynes, you got Matt Apps on drums right behind you, and you got Chuck Lavelle on piano, and I'm like, one of these things is not like the other, and I think it's me. But it turned out to be great, and we played some great music, and we always had great players opening for us or showing up and playing with us, and that was one of the most invaluable things about my experience with Government Mule was meeting someone like Alvin Youngblood Hart and watching him do his solo thing and then the inevitable walk-on for three or four jams at the end of the night with Mule, or watching Chuck Lavelle get a chance to play a song he had always wanted to sing, which is Compared to What, and play that piano bit, which Chuck can handle magnificently. Those are invaluable things. I will never forget them, and they made me a better musician. And I learned a lot of patience from watching other people, and I learned a lot of technique from watching Warren Haynes. And I never felt like I was going to fall on my ass because I had Matt Apps playing drums right behind me. He was always there to catch me, and they're all wonderful friends. And it was just an amazing thing. So I want to play a couple songs. We'll go out. We'll play some Alvin Youngblood Hart, and we'll play some Eddie Harris.
Excellent. Les McCann, too.
Swiss Movement.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to thank the listeners of Blue Power for letting me come up here and do my thing. I know you're used to maybe a deeper selection, a little more aesthetic principle, but this is about me, folks. Take it or leave it. You don't have to download it.
That's true. That's very true. And thank you so much for taking the time to come and entertain our listeners educate, because that's what you're doing tonight. Because influences on any musician is an education for us all.
Exactly, and hopefully there will be some Widespread Panic fans that will follow the link and download this show, and they'll hear some of these songs and go, wow, I need to check into that a little more thoroughly.
Excellent.
And if that can happen, then we've both done a great thing.
You are so right. I love you, boy.
Love you, too. Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening.
It's my pleasure. I've got 2 weeks' worth of editing here. And I can't wait to get into it.
Good luck.
Absolutely.
Thank you. somebody round to fold my dying on. Well, well, so I can die easy. Well, well, well. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, well, well.
Thank you. possession. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing the dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, trying to make it real compared to what. Suck it to me. Sunday sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. And where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Trying to make it real compared to what. Thank you.
Roy Vinegar, Benny Bailey, Eddie Harris.
This is John Reese of Blue Power signing off for the evening. We've just been talking to Mr. Dave Schools and got about 6 hours worth of material here to work with.
That's what happens when you talk to Dave Schools.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Edit it out, pal.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will. I am so tired, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's a marvelous thing. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.